Hello and welcome to the Totally Ice Hockey Show. Lucas Aykroyd and Caroline Schved here with you. And the 2021 IIHF World Championship is underway. And what a first day of action.
Here comes Gregorenko in the dying seconds. Scores! Chipped out Komarov back out there after blocking that shot. Can't clear. Shot score. Christian Prospasil.
Long shot score. Tipped in front by Oscar Zbatnia. Empty move and another. In he comes. Drops it back, score!
Now, Lucas, I'm going to let you tee us up with all of the scores and results from today because some of them are pretty mind-blowing. Go ahead.
Well, we have a big upset with Latvia, the host nation, beating Canada 2-0. Russia 4-3 winners over the Czech Republic. Germany hammered Italy 9-4. And Slovakia beat Belarus 5-2.
It's insane. We're going to get into our game of the day here in a moment. But to start things off, Lucas, I want to know the shirt that you're wearing today and the fashion statement you're making to kick off the tournament.
So important. Well, the shirt, it's clean, it's blue, and it's 100% polyester. What's not to like? Actually, a lovely golf shirt representing the 2013 World Championship in Sweden and Finland. Nice neutral start to the tournament since neither of those teams played today. And perfect if I need to strut down the catwalk, right?
I'd pay to see that, Lucas. I'm telling you right now. All right, let's also send out a congratulations to former IIHF silver medalists Jussi Jokinen and Derek Roy, who announced retirements after their great long careers, and best wishes and prayers to John Tavares of the Toronto Maple Leafs, who took a tough hit and concussion in playoff opener versus Montreal. We never like to see any player in any sport go down like that. It hit the hockey community hard, so best wishes to John Tavares.
Absolutely. John Tavares, a 2014 Olympic gold medalist, two-time world junior gold medalist as well, three worlds under his belt. So he's had some tough luck, and we certainly hope he recovers fully soon.
Absolutely. Well said, Lucas. Okay, let's get right to it and round up what happened out there on the ice, starting with our game of the day. All right, Lucas, I'm going to start things off with my game of the day, and I've got to tip my hat off to the host country, Latvia, and their 2-0 performance today against Canada. Now, I know I said in yesterday's episode that I have some high hopes for Canada in this tournament. I understand that this isn't the best Canadian roster we've seen, but nonetheless, I wanted to see how this 2021 team would perform, especially since Canada hasn't won gold since 2016. In saying that, our lovable Latvians, as you called them, Lucas, put on an absolutely tremendous and impressive game against Canada and pulled off a massive surprise for hockey fans across the world with their first ever win against Canada at the World Championships. Oh my goodness. Lucas, I know you mentioned yesterday how passionate the Latvian hockey fans are. This must be the perfect way for them to start off the tournament. What are your thoughts on the way the host nation took the ice today and started the run at their World Championships?
Just a dream for Latvia and a big disappointment for Canada. Mm-hmm. But you know what? This Latvian team is well-drilled and opportunistic. I mean, it's no accident that Bob Hartley coached Avangard and Omsk to the KHL title this season. Now, Miks Andrasas, who scored Latvia's first goal just before the first period buzzer, not the guy you want to leave unguarded. He plays for Dynamo Riga. He actually led Latvia with 7 points in 2019. And then you look at goalie Matis Kivlenics and how he stepped up with 38 saves. I mean, if he keeps this up, he's going to replace Elvis Merzlikins as the most popular Columbus goalie in Latvia. So just a real nice way for Latvia to start the tournament, especially after losing 11-0 to Canada way back in 2006. How times change.
Honestly, and if you're Team Canada right now, what major adjustments need to be done before they play the U.S. on the 23rd? Because we know that that's not going to be any kind of an easy game for them, and they really need to get back into their momentum, maybe clear their mind, and on to the next.
Put the puck on net even more. Mm-hmm. Get to the net more. They've just got to be a lot better generating scoring chances. There was too much from the outside against Latvia. And then also, stay out of the box at key times. Two stick fouls on Maxime Comtois in the third when you're trailing 2-0. You can't have that going forward.
100% agreed. All right, Lucas, your game of the day. I know that you mentioned that you obviously thought the Latvia-Canada game was amazing for the reasons we just stated, but you have another game of the day that you want to talk about, so go ahead.
Well, for me, looking at the ramifications for the tournament, the quality of play, it was Russia, Czech Republic. Two legitimate medal contenders this year. And as usual, when these teams play a game of inches and a game of counterattacks, Russia, after letting the Czechs tie it up three times, comes away with a 4-3 win. Mikhail Grigorenko breaking Czech hearts with the late winner with just 19 seconds left. Lovely long bank pass from Ivan Provorov on a bad Czech line change. And, you know, Grigorenko is not always known for his foot speed, but he got loose and he made a nice shot from the left side to beat goalie Simon Rubek. So lots of positives for Russia in this first win. I really liked their puck movement, and I thought Anton Burdasov, wearing Ilya Kovalchuk's familiar number 71, did a very nice Kobe impression on Russia's first goal with that high, heavy wrist shot.
Okay, but not everything is so rosy in Russia's world, according to coach Valeri Bragin. Is that right, Lucas? Fill us in.
Konstantin Okulov is injured, Russia's top KHL scorer in both the regular season and the playoffs. Now, Okulov took a hit from David Musil early in the second period, and Bragin said afterwards, he looks to have injured his collarbone, not suiting up tomorrow versus Great Britain. Good news, though, there was some concern about fellow CSKA Moscow forward Sergei Tolchinsky's health. Tolchinsky actually tied Okulov in playoff points en route to the final against Avangard, but he's fine. He will stay in the lineup.
Health is everything. I'd like to take a moment to say, you know, in these tournaments, it's so fun to watch, but you got to hope that every single player, you know, stays healthy and injury free, because without that, they don't have much to look forward to. So hopefully everyone's okay. And as most fans know by now, the Russians are using a Tchaikovsky number as their anthem this tournament. And it seems as though Russia's Alexander Barabanov wasn't the biggest fan of classical music.
Yeah, after scoring his first goal of these worlds, Barabanov told reporters, it was a bit strange hearing Tchaikovsky after the game. I've heard that symphony before, but I don't really remember where. Didn't really inspire much emotion. Now, you know what? On the one hand, it's totally natural for players to want to hear their regular national anthem. On the other hand, I gotta say, I'm a big fan of Tchaikovsky. You know, growing up in Victoria, every summer we'd go to the Symphony in the Inner Harbor, a big annual event, always climaxing with the 1812 overture, Set the Fireworks. And I mean, who doesn't love the Nutcracker, right? I mean, I must have seen that ballet a zillion times. So I think Tchaikovsky is going to grow on Barabanov and his teammates, especially if they win 10 straight like the last two Russian gold medal teams in 2012 and 2014.
So, Lucas, you're saying that if you were out on the ice, you would have scored a hat trick today.
Yeah, let's go with that. Absolutely. I missed my calling.
Okay, how about the Czech Republic? Any positives on their side after this tough loss?
Well, the good early chemistry between Dominik Kubalík and Jakub Vrána on the first line. That's huge. These guys have got to be firing on all cylinders if coach Filip Hasan's team is to go anywhere. Kubalík, a goal and an assist, and Vrána, this guy is deadly when he gets into the clear. People remember the 2018 Stanley Cup final. He got loose and scored Washington's first goal in the clincher against Vegas. And here, he gets a lovely stretch pass and goes top corner on goalie Alexander Samonov. So, for the Czechs, as much as you hate to lose in the dying seconds, the key is to not let it keep happening like what happened to Slovakia in 2019. I think the Czechs will be fine going forward.
Lots of amazing games today, day one of the 2021 World Championships. Those were our favorite games of the day, but we still have a couple other ones to talk about. So, Lucas, what do you think? Maybe quickly, let's go over Germany and Italy.
Well, Germany, big winners, 9-4. And, you know, nine goals, that's insane. That's the most goals Germany has ever scored against Italy at the Olympics or the World Championships. Marcel Knobel's great game, the DEL Player of the Year, two goals and an assist. And you know what, Italy, full credit to them for coming out and competing hard with this makeshift lineup, right? I mean, Andreas Bernard, their starting goalie from 2019, is missing. So many guys out with COVID and injuries. And they got four goals. That's great. I mean, they only had, what, five in 2019? And only six total at their previous two Worlds in 2014 and 2017. So, you know, they don't have the hockey equivalent of a Ciro Immobile on their roster, but you know what? I'd be very encouraged by what I saw if I'm an Italian fan.
Absolutely. And it shows the character of not only the team, but these players individually. And I think that they put a pretty good show on the ice. And if you're Germany, you keep that momentum going. 9 goals is no joke. You know, I think that that's something to look forward to. All right. Belarus and Slovakia.
Well, back in 2018, Slovakia ended Belarus's tournament in Copenhagen on a dismal note with a 7-4 win. this year, Slovakia picking right up where they left off. You know, 2 power play goals for that team in the first period is a great sign. They got Belarus to pull their goalie, Konstantin Szostak, replaced by Danny Taylor. And, you know, maybe a glimmer of hope from there. I mean, Taylor played pretty well. The Dynamo Minsk goalie making a fabulous right pad save on Slovakia's Martin Fasko Rudas. So, you know what? Maybe for Danny Taylor, he can step in and do what Kevin Lalonde, another Ontario boy, did for Belarus back in 2014 in Minsk.
Okay, and Lucas, that was a wrap-up for day one, but I have to talk about, as much as I was impressed with Latvia's performance today against Canada, they have to go to practice tomorrow, and the boys need to practice shooting on an empty net because their score could have been much higher in their game against Canada today.
Absolutely. A very essential skill, especially if you want to win the $1 million or the new car.
Exactly. Okay, guys, that's day one done and dusted. Next, let's take a little trip down memory lane. We're going back to 06.
May 21, 2006. In Riga, Sweden defeated the Czech Republic 4-0 in the gold medal game. That made Tre Kroner the first team in history to win both the Olympics and the World Championship in the same year. The Swedes, of course, beat Finland 3-2 in the Olympic final in Turin.
3, 2, 1. Sverige är på nytt olympiska mästare I ishockey.
Let's be honest, the result of the Riga final wasn't in doubt for long. When Jesper Mattsson and Fredrik Emval gave Sweden a 2-0 lead with goals just 37 seconds apart in the first period, the Czechs looked deflated.
Here's Cronwall with some moves. Death got one shot away, goes up and in! Up and over Nalicka, and Sweden has opened the scoring! Here's Mattsson trying to cycle it, when Carlson gets it back wide. Barry scores! Another shot by Jesper Mattsson. Tipped in front, and it's 2-0 Sweden.
In fact, the Czechs would muster just 15 shots in total on Swedish goalie Johan Holmqvist.
4-0 final. A shutout in the gold medal game for the Swedes. They will never forget 2006.
However, the Swedish fans and media were absolutely over the moon. This was also Sweden's first world title since 1998 and a beautiful return to form after the shocking 4-3 loss to underdog Belarus in the 2002 Olympic quarterfinal. Aftonbladet columnist Lasse Anrell wrote, "If I were head coach Bengt Åke Gustafsson, I would resign right now and never coach a team again. It will never get bigger than this." And now, it's been 15 years, and Sweden's double gold achievement remains unequaled. 15 years is a long time. When will we witness another double gold? Who knows? One thing we know for sure. In 2006, 8 players made history as double gold winners. Tournament MVP Niklas Kronwall, Henrik Zetterberg, Mikael Samuelsson, Kenny Jonsson, Jörgen Jonsson, Ronny Sundin, Mika Hanula, and Stefan Liv. We'll never forget what they did on Latvian ice.
The opening weekend of the championships is always a busy one, and we've got 6 games to bring you tomorrow. I hope you've cleared your schedule because Lucas and I have. Lucas, talk us through all the games you got.
Well, let's start off with Denmark-Sweden. And you know what? Sweden has won 11 straight games over Denmark dating back to 2003. 3 of those games finished 4-2 for Sweden, and that seems like a pretty reasonable score.
Absolutely. Okay, and now we move on to Norway and Germany.
Well, these are two tight-knit, hard-working teams, not tons of star power. Fun fact, Norway hasn't lost a World's Game to the Germans since 2007, riding a three-game win streak right now. Now, of course, Germany just scored 9 goals on Italy, but Norway beat Germany 12-4. That's not a typo, 12-4 in 2012. So I don't expect that much fireworks, but, you know, this game could go either way.
That's one I'm definitely going to be tuning into. And then next we have Great Britain and Russia.
Well, just the second all-time meeting between these nations. Russia won 12-3 way back in 1994. All I can say is British goalie Ben Bounds needs to have a monster game or his team will get beaten up so badly they might need medical attention from Florence Nightingale. Sorry, that's a really bad 19th century joke.
I appreciate any kind of dad joke at any time. So the more jokes like that you can sprinkle into our lovely Totally Ice Hockey show, I'm all for it. And I'm sure the listeners here appreciate that too.
Well, you know what? Let me try again. Against Britain, I expect the Russian power play to dazzle us like Tchaikovsky's Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Lucas Aykroyd, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be here all night.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you should move on.
Right, we got Finland and USA next.
Marquee matchup of the day as far as I'm concerned. Two medal contenders eager to get on track early. I'm excited to see what Anton Lundell does. And, of course, the U.S.'s Calder Trophy candidate, Jason Robertson of the Dallas Stars. Always a battle between Finland and the USA.
Czech Republic versus Switzerland.
Well, it seems counterintuitive, but the Swiss have actually outperformed the Czechs since 2013 with 2 silver medals. And they've got some great young NHL talent like Nico Ischier and Tim O'Meyer this year. Also, I'll be watching for 37-year-old Davos captain Andres Ambuhl, who will equal countryman Matthias Seger's all-time record of 16 world championships when he first hits the ice. But you know what? The Czechs are going to be hungry to get into the win column after that last-minute loss to Russia. So we'll see who finds their legs first and who gets to the net. Should be a good game.
And the country I'm keeping my eye on the most now, host nation Latvia versus Kazakhstan, because I feel like Latvia's on a roll now and they're not going to disappoint. They're going to keep going.
This is a real chance for the host nation to add some more points in the standings after that historic victory over Canada. And Latvia, winners of all 4 previous meetings with Kazakhstan at the Worlds. I think their odds are good. Kazakhs have some very young goalies with Henrik Karlsson having left the team. Whoever's in net for Kazakhstan, lots of rubber coming his way. So Bob Hartley and his boys cannot squander this opportunity.
Everyone, make sure you tune into all the matches. Keep following the IIHF on all social media platforms. Tune into the Facebook Lives that are taking place in Latvia and follow everything on IIHF.com. We'll see you back here tomorrow for all of the reactions to day 2 of the IIHF 2021 World Championship and a look ahead to what Sunday has in store for us. Bye for now, everyone. See you later. And Lucas, I already miss you.
I miss you too.
Ha 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 ha!